A high school band from the U.S. Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands will kick off the New York International Music Festival at Carnegie Hall tomorrow. The Manta Rays hail from the largest of the islands, Saipan. In fact, they're the only high school band from the island. For today's Global Hit, the world's Mary Kay Magstad caught up with the Manta Rays in rehearsal in Saipan.
The band program at Saipan Southern High School started in better days, in the mid-90s, when the island's textile factories were booming and the government was flush. Now, the factories are gone and the government's budget has contracted, but a musical legacy remains.
These guys are the greatest students I've ever taught. They're just fun to work with.
William DeWitt is the band's conductor. He says 90% of the students can't afford their own instruments. Still, they're highly motivated.
They just come in really excited about learning music. And the evidence of that is most of them, when they step into my classroom, have not had a single music lesson. They just want to learn music, and they just want it to be a part of their lives. And so that motivation drives them to excel at a faster pace than just about anywhere else I've seen. I mean, they're playing college-level music going into this New York festival after having an average of 2 years of playing experience.
Many of the band members, like 17-year-old percussionist Naomi Lynn Davis Cabrera, say they've grown up with music. It's part of the island culture.
We're big on dance music and, you know, singing music, and I don't know, we even like sad music, but there's a built-in appreciation for music because here you connect with your family a lot through dancing and just being musical.
That's one part of Saipan's culture. Another part, as the economy has tanked, has been the exodus of young Saipanese, who are U.S. citizens. About 20% of Saipan's high school graduates joined the U.S. military, the highest percentage in any U.S. territory. The members of this band are no exception. 8 out of 40 say that's their plan. 17-year-old tuba player Joe De La Cruz explains why it's his.
Mostly, like, I wanted to go to college, and I don't have the money to go to college, so the military offered me some really great benefits for joining. So this is why I chose their path.
He'll be playing in the Army Band on Guam. Band president and clarinetist Leah Jean Mendiola will also be graduating this year, then joining the National Guard to pay her way through school. She's hoping for a career teaching music, but probably not here in Saipan, she says.
A lot of the graduates here would want to make a difference, you know, help their families. And the level or the amount of opportunities here in Saipan is not as high as the number of opportunities available in the United States.
It seemed like a lot of people plan to leave, at least for college. Do you think the people who are leaving for college, yourself included, are going to come back?
I think they'll come back to visit, but I don't think so.
That's a worry for Saipan. Its native population has shrunk in recent years to not much more than 20,000 people, along with about that many more foreign migrant workers on the island. Still, percussionist Naomi Lynn Davis Cabrera says she hopes to be part of what turns Saipan's fortunes around.
I'm going to get a major in marine and a minor in education. That way, if I come back here, I can get a job with the government for the monument, and then I can teach music either at one of the high schools or junior high. Because right now, this is the only band program in the entire Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands.
For now, joining the U.S. military seems the best way forward for Cabrera, for 20% of her fellow band members, and 20% of her high school graduating class. No surprise, then, that this John Philip Sousa march, the Invincible Eagle, will be part of their repertoire tomorrow at Carnegie Hall. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Saipan.
And you can check out the Saipan Southern High School Band at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow for another spin of The World.